It's about you, your health, your family, and your community. This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And good morning. Hope you're having a blessed weekend. Welcome to another edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. Remember, more information about the show can always be found on our Facebook page. Visit us and like us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. You can also listen to the show anytime you like. Just head to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. My first guests, they join me here in the studio this morning. John Lingle and Jason Tench are with the Queen City Rugby Football Club. They're here this morning to talk about an event coming up on August 24th. Is the Autism Speaks Streetcar Pub Crawl. They'll tell us more about that later. It's our pleasure to welcome John and Jason to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Good. So we got Lingle and Tench, and I was teasing you guys off air. It sounds like a comedy, a cop comedy, right?
Yeah.
All right. So let me ask you guys this now. You both are members of the Queen City Rugby Football Club. For those that may not be familiar, tell us a little bit about rugby. What is rugby?
Whew, that's a loaded question, because a lot of people associate it with like either soccer and with the similarities of football, or it's like football with similarities to soccer. It's kind of its own sport. So it's actually like the founding father of football, if you will. So it's pretty much contact with no pads.
Okay, and so when people say that, you know, it's football and soccer, you get upset?
Yeah, no, not really. No, when they say it's soccer, we get upset.
Oh, slam. All right, so, and both of you guys play rugby.
Correct, yeah. So you've been on the, Jason's been on the team for?
15 years. I started in 2004, and then John joined in 2013.
So. Yeah, so I've been on for six, almost going on my seventh year.
And so do you guys have positions in rugby?
Yeah, it's kind of broken up between like forwards and backs. So your backs do most of the scoring. Your forwards are most of like the powerhouse of the team. So I'm a forward slash, I'm essentially from a back, moved to the forwards. You've been a...
I play both, wherever I'm needed. Yeah. I play in the backs and the forwards. So, John, like you said, the backs are kind of like the scorers, the running backs, the wide receivers, maybe like the quarterback, and if you want to compare it to football. And then the forwards are more like offensive linemen or maybe linebackers, the bigger, harder-hitting guys, if you will.
Okay. How did you guys get involved with rugby? Because, you know, it's not the average sport right here, and maybe in Cincinnati, maybe in America, maybe. So how did you guys get involved, and what piqued your interest in the sport?
So when I went to college, a little tiny school outside Pittsburgh, they didn't have a football team. They only had a rugby team, and then I kind of got involved in college. And then when I came and moved here for a job afterwards, they didn't have – I just pretty much looked for another rugby team that was around here, and then I found Queen City Rugby. But
– yeah, I started my senior year in high school. A friend of mine who was a big football player, he got injured and couldn't play football his senior year, so he started a rugby team, and he said, "Do you want to play?" And I thought, sure, why not? And then I ended up playing with the men's team, Queen City, after high school. My coach played for the club, and DeHart asked me if I wanted to come out, and I said, sure, and I've been involved the last, like I said, 15 years.
Okay, and so is there a big rugby community here locally in Cincinnati?
There surprisingly is, yeah. So there's three big teams in Cincinnati. So you have like your D1 premiership team, which is your Cincinnati Wolfhounds. Some people have seen them play like in the halftime during the Bengals game. Then there's like the Social League, which is the Queen City Rugby Club, our club, and the Celts. The Celts also have a women's team. So there is actually a pretty big community, and then going below that, there's like rookie rugby, which is like youth rugby in our community. So
okay. All right. Good. So you guys have an event coming up. It's coming up on Saturday, August 24th. Tell us about the event.
So mainly we work a lot with Autism Speaks Cincinnati, and we host a pub crawl, and every ticket you buy all goes to directly to Autism Speaks. And what you do is you receive a ticket, jump on the streetcar, and you go to different bars and you get different drink specials at each bar. So
I thought you were going to say you get toasted, but you probably that probably ends up happening, right?
That's for you to find out. Yeah.
All right. So the concept again is that the pub crawl is going to take place on the streetcar route, right?
Correct.
So how did you guys get involved with the streetcar? Because that's a really cool concept. Who came up with that idea?
So Actually, about 3 years ago, a rugby player of ours, Nick Brandt, he thought of, hey, let's do like a streetcar pub crawl, because we're known for just kind of having a good time and having a good social time. And so we went and we started it kind of off as like a smaller little event, and then it grew up, it blew up on Facebook. We made it a public event, and I think about 300 to 400 people were interested in it. So we said, let's use this to for a good cause. Let's use it to promote, to raise money for Autism Speaks. So we started selling wristbands at $5 a piece, and then now the price has kind of grown because we're, you know, trying to raise more money. So it just kind of blew up ever since, and this is our third annual streetcar pub crawl.
All right. So the streetcar is going to take you from bar to bar, and let's talk about some of the participating bars.
Mm-hmm. So it starts at the Blind Pig, Cincinnati, and then it moves along the streetcar route. You have Igby's, Drinkery OTR, Kitty's Sports Bar, and Madonna's, and Rheingeist is a part of it. So for every ticket sold, they'll donate $1 to Autism Speaks for us.
Okay. And so you get to hit up all those bars. You guys are so big. You got so many people participating. Are you all going to be able to fit in the streetcar?
Usually, the yeah.
It's going to be a snug fit,
right? It's a snug, yeah. Usually, every time we go on, there's usually a lot of people sitting at the streetcar stops. And there's, I mean, every time we jump on, it being a Saturday night, it's usually pretty crowded. Yeah.
All right. And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. For more information on the show, head to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now, like us there now, and join the conversation. In the studio with me this morning is John Lingle. We're also joined by Jason Tench. They're with the Queen City Rugby Football Club. They're here this morning to talk about an event that's coming up on Saturday, August 24th, the Autism Speaks Streetcar Pub Crawl. So let's talk about this now. Why did you guys get involved with Autism Speaks? How did you guys get involved?
So the president of our club, Rob Overbeck, his daughter's on the autism spectrum, and he does a lot with Autism Speaks Cincinnati. And so we started volunteering as a club to the Autism Speaks Walk at Coney Island. And so we are essentially, our rugby club's kind of guards the lake at Coney Island because of sensory reasons. Like, kids okay. are very attracted to like running straight for the lake.
Okay.
So we started off, I'd say, four or five years ago.
4 years ago, yeah.
So we have a good connection, deep connection with volunteering for Autism Speaks. So we wanted to use this event to give back to the community and get back to Autism Speaks.
And I would imagine that Autism Speaks is very appreciative of what you're doing. Do they come out to the event and support you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, they came out the last couple times and helped participate. And then they had a banquet maybe like a year, year and a half ago that we were lucky to attend at Paul Brown Stadium. And we got a plaque and everything. And it was a great event, spreading awareness for this. We created this event on Facebook.
Yeah.
We didn't mean to make it public. So the first time we did this was a mistake. We just want to do it for Queen City.
So some of the greatest inventions and everything is done by mistake, right?
By mistake.
Yeah. All right. So I'm sorry, Jason. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say we put all of our events on Facebook, but we don't really make them private because who wants to just join in with a random rugby team? Mm. So we get on there expecting to see maybe 20 people are coming, and we've got like 400 people coming, like 2,000, 3,000 interested. So we basically at that point we're like, this is going to be a massive event. We can use this opportunity to make some money for a good cause. And like you said, some of the greatest inventions just kind of happen out of mistakes. So that's how this all was born. And here we are 3 years later expecting our biggest crowd yet.
All right. Good, good. So those are good growing pains, right? Those are good things and logistics to work through, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And so do you guys have a goal? Now, how much money did you raise last year?
So last year we raised, I think, just over $1,500.
Okay.
And the year before that, I think we only raised like $1,200.
Okay. So what's your goal this year?
Over $2,000, $2,500. So.
Okay, good, good. And I'm sure if our listeners, if they can't make it out to the event, I'm sure you'll accept their donations, right?
Absolutely.
Okay,
yes.
How can they do that?
So on QCRugby.com is you'll see the first thing that'll pop up is the Autism Speaks event, and then there's an event page to Eventbrite, or a page to Eventbrite that'll take you, and you could donate directly to that event.
So. Okay, and how much is the event?
$30 a ticket, but that gets you a pass to drink at all the bars, a streetcar pass, and then it gets you a t-shirt. So
okay, good. Look at him. He's over there smiling. He's just thinking about the drinks, and this is like, yeah. All right. We're out of time this morning. But finally, why should our listeners come out and support this event on August 24th?
Well, it's not only a fun time, and actually a very fun time. It's for a good cause as well. All proceeds go to Autism Speaks. We don't keep anything from this. And it's a good chance for us to really promote the side of rugby that I think I enjoy best, which is just that it's a close-knit family here in Cincinnati. Even though we're rivals with the Wolfhounds and the Celts, you're still going to see players from those two clubs come out to support this. The Wolfhounds do things as well that we support. The Celts have a giant breast cancer fundraiser in October that we always go to. So the side of rugby that I really think people need to know about is just that it's not just a sport. It's a family that gives back to the community, and that's why I look forward to this every year.
Okay, John?
I would just say the biggest reason why you would come out is support Autism Speaks Cincinnati. Any donations we get and proceeds we get go directly to them. So,
all right. And again, how can our listeners find out more? How can they get tickets?
QCRugby.com is our website. If you also could find us on Facebook at QC Rugby, Twitter QC Rugby, and Instagram at QC Rugby.
So. All right, good. And again, it's the Autism Speaks Streetcar Pub Crawl on August 24th, right?
Yes,
you
sir.
Got it.
All right, thank you, gentlemen. Thanks for taking time to talk to us.
Thank you for your time.